The U.S. EPA recently sent a notice of air quality violations to a Pittsburgh area metal recycling plant. In fact, EPA put the whole industry on alert that it may be polluting more than previously realized. But as Andy Cubis reports for the Allegheny Front, local activists already knew that.
On April 14th, at least a dozen fire trucks responded to a fire on Neville Island. Local news like KDKA were all over it.
Now more breaking news. So much smoke, people told Royce Jones they could see it from Mount Washington. He's live now with the situation.
The fire was massive. Firefighters from several departments were called to the scene. They had to use tankers hauled in to douse the heaping pile of flaming scrap metal.
We just watched the last fire truck pull off of the scene. Right now, there still is just one.
The scrapyard that was on fire is part of Metallico Pittsburgh, a metal recycling plant that does things like shreds old cars, appliances, and steel. It has 21 other facilities in western Pennsylvania, New York, and Ohio. As the fire progressed on Neville Island, thick black smoke enveloped Sonia Cowell's house. She lives in Emsworth, on a bluff over the Ohio River, directly across from Metallico. You can see the plant clearly from her backyard.
As the wind picked up, the smoke just got really thick and just started blowing across the river. It was so thick that you could not see Neville Island.
Back in 2018, Allegheny County Clean Air Now, or ACAN, a citizen watchdog group, with help from Carnegie Mellon, installed a camera and air quality monitor in Cowell's backyard. Angelo Taranto of ACAN pulls up the video from the night of April 14th.
This is shortly after the fire started. You can see all the smoke is blowing right at Sonia's place. Just horrible emissions.
During the fire, the monitor showed extremely high levels of dangerous fine particulate matter. But the EPA-approved monitor 2 miles downwind showed only a small spike of PM2.5, and not until more than 5 hours after the fire began. The Allegheny County Health Department, which regulates air quality, declined an interview. Another fire happened there on May 22nd. Metallico has been a nuisance to Cowell and her neighbors much longer than the fires. Since ACAN installed the monitor and camera in 2018, they have documented more than 300 noise, explosions, bad smells, and pollution events related to Metallico and shared those with the health department. But the agency said it can't base enforcement actions on citizen monitors. There have been some fines since 2018, nearly $20,000. That doesn't sit well with Cal. When she bought her two-story Cape Cod house 10 years ago, she said she didn't sign up for living next to an industrial site. The noise from Metallico travels across the river. She started making recordings soon after she moved in.
They'll have barges come in and they'll load the scrap metal, and that's like 2 to 3 stories high. So they're dropping heavy metal 2 to 3 stories high into a metal barge. And the noise will last all day, every 5 minutes. They do it about once or twice a month.
Metallico operates late into the night and on the weekends. Neville Island's industrial zoning does not limit their hours of operation. But Cal says what's even worse is the smell.
It's just this heavy, heavy odor of like burnt plastic. Like if you were to throw an old stereo into a bin and you burned it. Everything that smells like is what you smell.
Metallico is supposed to take all reasonable efforts to make sure cars have been stripped of components that might be hazardous, like fuel tanks and tires, before they shred them. That's according to its operating permit from the health department. But because of the smells, Cal wonders if the company is actually doing all that it can.
What is coming out of that? I mean, if you think about it, it's parts of a car. You've got all the plastic, you've got the upholstery, everything. Like, what are we breathing in?
Metallico declined an interview, but according to reporting by Public Source, the company says it abides by regulations, and when it has been fined, it has made changes and improvements. But ACAN's Toronto says the health department isn't doing enough.
The community has really felt ignored by the local authorities because they would send complaint after complaint detailing the horrific pollution they were subjected to, and they didn't see really effective action being taken.
In an email, the health department said it must follow federal and state laws as it relates to enforcement actions, and that these are time-consuming. Earlier this month, some action was taken by the U.S. EPA. The agency sent the company a notice of violation. Its calculations show the company has the potential to emit at least 50 tons a year of volatile organic compounds, or VOCs. That means Metallico is a major source of air pollution and has been operating without proper approvals or the proper air permit. VOCs can impact health and contribute to smog. The company is also in violation for visible emissions on three occasions this year based on ACAN's cameras. Toronto is encouraged by EPA's action.
And we hope that this action will bring relief to the community. We don't know how it will all play out, but this is very encouraging.
EPA has its eyes on facilities that shred metal like Metallico. This summer, it issued an enforcement alert that they may be violating the Clean Air Act. They could be vaporizing things like plastics, paint, sealants, rubbers, and fluids, and emitting not only VOCs, but also hazardous pollutants like metals. A study in Houston confirms this. Its author, Elaine Semensky, who studies air pollution at Baylor College of Medicine, explains.
You know, what happens to the metal once it's received? There can be crushing and shredding, but it's torch cutting, which is the process of most concern, which then has the potential to generate smaller particles that contain metals. And these then, of course, can be transported from the scrapyard into neighboring communities.
Her team used air quality monitors to measure those vaporized metals, some of which are known carcinogens.
The metals that we detected in the air samples that we collected included iron, nickel, total chromium, and manganese and lead.
The researchers found the cancer risk was higher in the neighborhoods nearest the recyclers. Toronto says he remains concerned about air pollution from Metallico, and his group will continue its efforts.
Residents are the eyes and noses of the health department. While it takes a very long time to get this action, there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Metallico has until early November to respond to EPA. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Andy Kubis.